This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The rebels in Libya are struggling to make long-term military gains against Muammar Gaddafi's troops. The international alliance attacking Libya is debating whether to arm the rebels. Some CIA advisors are on the ground. But rebel forces are not waiting for more Western help. They've set up a crash training course for volunteer fighters in hopes of better organizing their improvised army. NPR's Eric Westervelt sent this report from Benghazi in Libya.
This is a fresh group. For today is a fresh group. This is all fresh.
In a sprawling cement lot of a military base here in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, two teenagers practice setting up the heavy tripod barrel and base of a mortar system as their trainer watches carefully. One of the new rebel recruits undergoing training is 32-year-old academic Anas Abu Baker, a communications engineer from the small city of Beida, 2 hours from Benghazi. Abu Baker was set to enter a PhD program at Washington State University until the revolution of February 17th radically changed his plans.
2 weeks ago, I was a lecturer at the university. By now, I should be in the U.S. doing my PhD.
This is enough, a few days with a mortar team. I mean, is that going to be enough to let you go out in the front where people are dying and fighting?
Maybe it's not enough, but we cannot go back to how it was before. I didn't have any experience in the military, but we have no choice. That's it. We have no choice.
In all, there are 7 teams of several dozen new recruits, all squatting in the sun to learn the basics of mortars, machine guns, small rockets, and anti-aircraft artillery fire. Recruits are learning with live fire. There are no dummy rounds here. In one corner of the lot, there's even a mini course in plastic explosives and rocket-propelled grenade fire. Another recruit is a fresh-faced high school student, Ihab Budabus. He looks 13, but says he's 17. No, I'm not afraid, and neither is my family, he says confidently. This is for our country, and God protects. And I have my older brother at the front lines, he says. In just a few weeks, the training program here has become better organized and more efficient. But it's still not clear if the training will produce more disciplined, skilled fighting units out in the desert. Rebel fighter Mohammed El-Fadi.
Only recently that our professional army has joined the people. Since we have our army back, we start reorganize with them and we start, you know, coordinating with them. But it takes time.
But the rebels don't have a lot of time. The revolution's ragtag militia has been unable to hold ground they would not have gained without Western airstrikes and missile attacks on Gaddafi loyalists. This week, they regained and quickly lost control of an important coastal oil town and were pushed back farther east. The trainers here are veteran Libyan soldiers who defected to the rebel side during the February 17th uprising. Saleh Mansour Shahati spent more than 17 years in Colonel Gaddafi's army. He says while training is essential, the revolutionaries still need better weapons. We need anti-tank rockets and artillery, he says. The other side has Grad rockets and tanks, and we need bigger weapons to take those out. But some analysts believe the rebels have the weapons to win, they just don't know how to use them effectively. As a former U.S. intelligence official who closely monitors military developments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya put it, the Taliban used the same, less powerful weapons against the coalition forces in Afghanistan, the most powerful armed forces in the world. The reason for the rebels' successive defeats, he said, is the men, not the weapons.
I used to work as an accountant, manager of hotels.
Rebels are now training and relying on men such as 56-year-old retired hotel administrator Ibrahim Gilbani. The father of 4 says he had to stand up to Gaddafi, a man he says he's despised for more than 4 decades.
You know, you can't just stay at home waiting for him to come and kill us. We have to prepare ourselves. I won't leave him coming here and kill my family for nothing.
Soon, Gilbani has to get back to machine gun training. He's nearing the end of his 2-week course. The retiree says he's ready to go into the desert and face Gaddafi's troops, no matter the odds. I'm not a soldier, he says, but I have to defend my country. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Benghazi.